Peace of Christ be with you. Hey, a couple notices real quick. As Paul and Kate mentioned on Monday, there are two types of Hope Way Bible studies that will be taking place. One will be a weekly Gospel of Mark study, and the second will be a four-week Talmudim group, which will be focusing in on memorizing a portion of Mark. But here's the kicker. We need you to sign up this week at grow.hope.edu or come in the Keppel House and sign up for either a Mark Bible study or a Talmudim group. Also, for those of you who are proactively already anticipating spring break, we would like to draw to your attention. Yes, it's not that. Are we in spring break right now? No. Immersion trip leaders are wanted. If you are interested in signing up to be an immersion trip leader, go to grow.hope.edu and sign up there. Also, last notice, tonight at Pillar Church in the basement, we are going to begin having a Gospel of Mark Bible study led with myself, Dr. Mark Husbands, Chris DeVos, and John Brown, who I'm about to introduce to you. We're going to be doing this kind of throughout the year, which will be coinciding with the gathering. But tonight, 9 o'clock, we invite you to come and check it out. One of the things that we hope, and we want to encourage you, all of us, is not just weekly attendance in chapel, but also to find a church home. But that raises a question. Why does church matter for us? What's so important about being a part of a church? Well, I've asked one of my good friends, the new pastor at Pillar Church, right on the corner of College and 9th and 10th, to address that question. And it's my great joy to introduce my good friend, a friend who is in my life, somebody who has been as close as I've ever had to a fraternal brother and one of the most people I respect most. Would you please give John Brown a warm Hope College welcome? Love it.
The Lord be with you. I'm going to come clean right from the outset. I want you to come to church. I want you to come to my church, of course. Actually, I want you to go to any church that proclaims the gospel of Christ, that celebrates the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ, that grows people up into maturity in Christ to send them out into the world to be the presence of Christ. I'm a pastor. I take that word seriously. I'm a pastor of a church. I take that word seriously, too. I'm a pastor of a church on a corner. Your corner, I think it's that corner, the corner of 9th and College. LaMangelo's is our church kitchen. There's a rooster on the top of our church. Imagine this, 1856, they build a building. They call it what becomes called Pillar Church. It's the tallest building. It's one of the only buildings. And what do they put at the highest point of the building? A rooster, because roosters proclaim the coming of the light. I want you to come to church. Grandma Borsma, do you know Paul's mom? She sits over there oftentimes. When she was toddling around West Michigan in the 1930s, just after World War I, just before World War II, she saw that church and she called it the Chicken Church. Grandma Borsma can call it whatever she wants. I think the church is a big deal. I think the church is a big deal because the Bible thinks the church is a big deal. God thinks the church is a big deal. The Apostle Paul, speaking on behalf of the Spirit about the church, says, "You, the church, are the fullness of Him who fills all in all." Try that on for size. You, the church, are the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Whatever else you think to be true about the church, think this too. You are the fullness of Him who fills all in all. It would only be fair if I give you a little more of the context out of which those words arise. Listen to this. Listen carefully. "I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and of your love for all the saints. For this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for all of you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of the inheritance of the saints, what is the immeasurable greatness of his power according to the working of that great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and dominion and power, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he put all things under his feet and made him head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. I think the church is a big deal. I think the church is a big deal because the Bible thinks the church is a big deal, because God thinks the church is a big deal. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all authority, dominion, rule, and power for the church. The church is a big deal in as much as, insofar as, only as much as it's rooted in and connected to the person of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is extraordinary. You know what happened to the Apostle Paul when he bumped into Jesus for the first time? He fell flat on his face in blind submission because Jesus is extraordinary. Not only Paul, but Thomas, one of the 12, one of the disciples, when he encountered the risen Christ, you know what happened to him? He hit the deck too. He hit the deck and he declared, "My Lord and my God." And not just Paul and not just Thomas, but John too, St. John, one of the 12, the beloved disciple. When he saw Jesus, this is what he saw. "Then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me, and on turning, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, dressed in a long robe with a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow." It goes on and concludes, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead." Paul hits the deck, Tom hits the deck, John hits the deck, because Jesus Christ is extraordinary. The church is a big deal in as much as it's rooted in the person of Jesus Christ, because Christ is extraordinary. So hang with me now. Ready for this? Jesus Christ is water to the thirsty. He's food to the hungry. He's clothing to the naked, and you are the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jesus Christ is hope to the despairing, health to the sick, life to the dying, and you are the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jesus Christ is a friend to the lonely, a savior to the sinner, light in the darkness, and you are the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jesus Christ is the author of salvation. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end, and you are the fullness of him who fills all in all. I think the church is a big deal because Jesus is a big deal. Jesus is the real deal, and so much as the church is connected to him, the church matters. When God accomplishes his redemptive work in the world, he does it in Christ, by the Spirit, through the church. Church is not just the place your grandma goes. Church is not just a building on a corner. Church is the fullness of him who fills all in all. I want you to come to church. Not just my church, though that'd be nice. But any church that proclaims the gospel of Christ, celebrates the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, grows people into maturity in Christ to send them into the world to be the presence of Christ. Can I borrow from Calvin and then I'll let you go? John Calvin, father of the Reformed tradition. Listen to this. "It is in Christ, not in the church, that the treasury of merit is to be found. And he dispenses it freely to all who throw themselves upon him in faith. Although there is no salvation outside of the church, there's no salvation from the church. Although the church is the mother of the faithful, she's not the source or object of faith. Jesus is the source and object of our faith." And that makes the church a big deal. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we bless you for who you are. We bless you for what you do in and for the world through Jesus Christ, by the Spirit, with the church. And I pray blessing on these, your dear servants at Hope College. Protect and keep them today. Amen. Go in peace.